Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Eli and Mike on our podcast here in Beverly Hills. We have an amazing, amazing actress, model. Let's say so many numerous things that right. she already does. And she's also German. So, yes, she's a hottie. We have yeah. Victoria Gianco here with us today.
Yay. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We're so excited.
Dankeschön, how we say in German.
Okay. Oh, my God. I just learned something.
We needed that entry. We needed that
yes.
entry. Did he say your last name right? I just want to make sure.
Yanke, yeah, you did.
I kind of did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of this, you will be perfect in German, you know? Then my last name is just like Yanke.
Yanko. Okay, I love that.
Well, thank you so much for showing up here with us in Los Angeles. I know that you are from Germany.
Right.
So to touch base for people to get to know who you are as an individual, besides your 1 million plus followers.
Right.
Let's be real, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very difficult to get, but right. you have yeah. created a name for yourself. Mm-hmm. So, Victoria, where are you from? Where do you originate from?
I'm originally from Germany, born and raised, and I moved to the US in 2019 to LA, actually, with this big dream of becoming the next Uma Thurman, because everyone said, like, you look like Uma Thurman.
Oh my God, you do.
We were just watching Kill Bill. Now it's like,
oh, you did?
Kill Bill.
Yes.
It's actually me. You know?
Right.
Like, anyway. Actually, Uma Thurman.
No. So she's the stunt double. You're right. The real
exactly.
actor.
You're the real one.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I see this.
No, but I love her. But yeah, yes. So I came to LA. And then I was here for a few years. Then I went on a whole like personal journey and personal growth, like really figuring out what is my mission in life. Mm-hmm. Like, do I really want to, you know, chase this dream of becoming the next Uma Thurman in right. LA and yes. modeling? Or is there something more in my life? Mm-hmm. And since nearly 2 years now, I live in Miami, but I'm back and forth between Miami, LA.
Okay.
And I'm the founder of Grow and Glow Women. So what I do now is I help women to heal, to be in their feminine, and to create community of supportive women. So I do different events in like all over the US and Germany. I just did a retreat in Mexico.
Wow, okay.
So that's really my mission. Wow. So yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, that's amazing.
And this is it right here, right?
Yes.
Grow and Glow.
Grow and Glow.
This is so beautiful. Yes. Oh my God. And I get, like you said, it's like a women's retreat.
Yes, so it's like different women's events where we talk about like topics like miscarriage, having children, oh, wow. not having children,
oh,
hormones, menopause, like all the things that women, you know, have in their heart and their soul, and sometimes they're afraid to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so I really want them to be with other women and to open up and to feel safe, you
yes.
know. We also talked about sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. And so it's like very important because especially in society right now, there's like so much that society is telling us as women, like, you know, if you're like a housewife, or how mm-hmm. you said,
yes,
if
yes.
you're a housewife, you're like, so then they say like, oh, you're dependent, you're not independent.
Right.
But then if you go work, you're a businesswoman, then they say, oh, you're too loud, you're not
right.
feminine.
Right.
Then it's like, if you're like skinny, they're like, oh, eat more, you're too skinny. Mm-hmm. Then if you're curvy, they say like, oh, you should lose weight. So there's
right.
always
okay.
like society telling us what we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to help women to connect with themselves and to make their own decision and not based on what other people are telling them
wow.
or social media or media. So that's really my mission. And
wow.
That's why Grow and Glow, because if you grow from the inside, you have this glow from the outside.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
That glow. And
right. you are glowing. You
just
are
came
glowing.
From Mexico.
Oh, right.
I was a little
right.
bit sunburned, but
okay,
yeah.
okay, you have that Mexico glow going
yes,
on.
Yes, the grow and glow.
I actually have a question about the yeah. grow and glow. Where do you get this mindset to be so powerful to help other women with these type of topics? Because
yeah.
like you said, miscarriage, there's so many different topics that you just spoke about. But mm-hmm. for example, the miscarriage, that is such a hard topic to speak
yeah.
about as an individual. But you talking to them, you know, maybe as a coach or as the head of Grow and Glow, where do you get this mindset to be so strong? Because that's so hard to talk about.
Okay, we're going to go deep in this
Let's
podcast, right?
Let's
I always go
that.
Deep.
Please.
I'm very honest always. And
Thank
I
you.
Like I always want to be authentic. So miscarriage, for example, I had myself
oh, wow.
2 years ago. And it was like one of the hardest times in my life because I was 9 weeks pregnant. We really wanted the baby. And I lost it and was very hard because I blamed myself as a woman for it. I was like, did I eat wrong? Did I stress myself too much? And you know, like we're all born to be mothers in a way. It's in like in our DNA. And then when this happens to you, you're really questioning yourself as a woman. And this happened when I was in Australia with my former partner, and I felt so alone with the whole topic. I didn't have like a community of women there. I just moved there. And I realized, okay, this is very hard. And then I came back to the US, also the relationship ended. I came back to the US and I went to these women's circles.
Okay.
And to one women's circle I went, something very beautiful happened. They were like asking us to tell a little bit about ourselves and something that's on our heart. And for some reason, like, I talked about my miscarriage and I haven't been talking about it for months. I just put this topic away. But you know, when you put it away, it doesn't mean it goes away. It's right. Like still anchored in your body.
Yes.
And so I started to talk about it, and then we wanted to move on to the next woman, and then the woman that was sitting next to me, she's like, hang on, let's go back to you. Wow. You're grieving, girl. And like when she said that, I was crying. Yes. I was like, wow, this is grief.
Yes.
I haven't let myself grieve.
Right.
This is like my baby. Yeah, I felt this baby. So this, like, you know, I'm tearing up. Like, this is grief. And then all the women came to me and they gave me a group hug.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so beautiful. And it made me feel so safe and so seen as a woman.
Yes.
And after that, like a beautiful healing process happened within me. And now I'm friends with a lot of these women. And I was like, wow, this is something I want to do. I want to help other women who feel alone with these topics. I want to talk about these topics. I want other women feel that they're not alone, that they have a sisterhood out there. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's very common miscarriages. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's more common nearly than getting pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting pregnant is actually a miracle. A lot of women. And when I started to talk about it, like, every second or third woman that I met had like a miscarriage.
No
I was
way.
Like, wow.
Oh,
and no
gosh.
One talks about it.
Right.
It's like this, you know, topic that everyone is like, oh, let's not talk about it. And I'm like, why? This is
I feel
it
like
happens.
I feel like the world wants everybody to move on and shut things down as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like an argument, right? When you argue, you want to kind of end it and not talk about the argument anymore. I would think that miscarriages, divorces, deaths, I feel like people want to grieve, but I feel like the world keeps circling
so fast,
and you have to stop at one point.
Yes,
making excuses about like I feel bad for myself, but at the end, if you don't grieve and let it out or talk to somebody, I feel like it just gets congested and it brings you down. Mm-hmm. So I feel like what you're doing with the women's group, it's something very powerful, because there's a lot of women out there that I think, and again, I'm not a woman, but there's women out there that are not able to grieve. They don't even talk to their partners, because maybe their partners are like, they don't understand, they're not a woman. So I feel like what you're doing is something, providing women another way of growth. Like you said, growth and growing and glow.
Yes.
And that's very powerful, especially because you're also a victim to it.
Right.
It happened to you. And that's just such a powerful move of you, because you could have just sheltered yourself away from it, but you're still talking about it.
Yes.
And I feel like your energy is what connected us, because you're just letting everything come to you and you're sharing the world with your own experiences.
Yes. And I must say, I shut down and I did not talk with my partner. And that's like when I felt, okay, a community of women is so powerful, because then it's like back in the days, right? Mm-hmm. If we go back.
Yes.
So how it was, the man went out to hunt.
Right.
And the women were together in circles.
Okay.
You know, they were like helping each other give birth. They were helping each other like heal grief. And I also, they would tell like, sister, there's like a lion coming.
Right.
Like,
right.
Behind your back. I got your back.
Right.
You know, and they were like connecting with each other. So it's in our DNA as well. And I want to bring that back again, because in our society right now, it's also like women are getting separated. You know, they're like getting jealous of each other. But it's not because... It's like in our core, like we as feminine women, it's in our core to connect with others, to be the mother
to bring
people together. And I want them to realize that and to open up to that. And my dream is to bring Grow and Glow to like around the world,
right.
that I don't even have to be there every time. So it's like different women meeting in cafes, like connecting once a week, supporting each other, also in business. Because men, you guys, like men do it so good. You support each other without being jealous. You just, you know, like, hey, let me connect you. Wow, that's a great idea. Let's do it together, you know? And I want us women to do that more.
That's so
we don't
powerful.
Need to be jealous of each other. There's no reason for it. There's like a piece of cake for everyone.
Exactly. I love that. Right? I love that mindset.
How did you, so obviously you fell into this with your own victim, original victim mentality, but you were to clear that up. When you were in Germany, obviously you grew up there. Yeah. What it was instilled in you to want to come to America? What changed for you to want to make a decision to come down here?
I love America. First of all, I love the US. I love American people. I love the thinking. I like this big thinking here, you know? And I mean, Germany's home. There's my family. I grew up there. So there would be always like my heart would be there, but now also my heart is here in the US. And what's in Germany, for example, is that's why people sometimes say Germans are very cold, like Russian and Polish people as well, because we kind of grow up and be like, okay, you have to, you know, have a 9-to-5 job, get married, don't show your emotions, like be very like bam, 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 overthinking everything and like sticking with the rules. And if you do something else, they're like, are you sure you want to like build a company as a woman? Maybe you should just like have a normal job. And, you know, and then if it doesn't work out, they're like, see, I told you. But here in the US, for example, it's like people are like, wow, you have that idea. Okay, how can I help you? Oh, this didn't work out. Okay, no matter what, like, let's start over. Let's do something else. Like, you're getting up. It's like, I like this big thinking here in the US, this openness to think differently and to also support each other, you know, and networking. I love networking. So, that was the reason. I felt a little bit like in a cage. I felt like I couldn't grow anymore. You know, I achieved a lot in Germany, did like TV, did everything you could name it. So I was like, okay, I have a very comfortable life here, but this doesn't make me happy.
Right.
I need the next, I need to grow bigger.
Yes.
You know, I live the American dream. Bigger. You know,
even
I like
bigger than the American
I like the
dream.
Big cars. I like the big houses.
Okay.
Like, get
same
me
here.
All this,
same
you know?
Here.
Yeah, I love that. Love
and I love
it.
American men too.
Oh
so.
My God. There you go. Okay. I'm sure American men
they're hot.
I'm sure they love you too.
Oh, I love them. They're so hot.
That is so amazing.
I'm just living tiny. I'm so tall. I'm 6'1" and they're like,
yeah. So you're 6'1", is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. You are very tall. You are very
guy.
Yes. There you go. Right. And there's a lot of tall American guys out there for sure. I kind of want to, you know, piggyback off of this question of you coming from Germany. So basically, and also it ties into the grow and glow as well.
Yeah.
If you were back in Germany and you were younger and all of this mindset was going around of people kind of keeping you in that little bubble or that circle of, you know, you have to be this certain person. What inspired you to be this amazing person that you are today, where you're actually glowing? I feel like you're glowing on our set right now. And you're actually glowing. You're helping people grow. That doesn't, sometimes I feel like you have to have like an inspiration. Maybe it was your mom or your dad, or maybe when we ask this question to our guests, sometimes it's yourself that made you want to be this person. So like, where did all this like beautiful glowing inspiration come from when you were younger, at least?
Yeah, from my grandma.
Oh, wow.
Oma means grandma. Oma Hertha, that's her name. Now she's my angel. I love her very much.
Yes.
So my parents got divorced when I was 3 years old.
Okay.
And my grandparents from my dad's side, they were basically like my parents.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time there. Every weekend I went there. Sometimes I lived there for months. And I talk with my grandma, even when I was like in my 20s, I talk with her every day on the phone.
Amazing.
And my grandma is like my soulmate. She just knew what I feel. Like, she's just like, we're just this amazing connection. And I remember when I was younger, I was diagnosed with dyslexia and I had a speaking problem. So I couldn't speak properly. So I had to go to like a special class for like 2 years and I had like some outside of school. I needed to get teachings and it was very frustrating as a little girl. And I was tall, so I got bullied as well for my height. They called me giraffe and you know how children can be, you know?
Right. Yes.
And I had like, and I got very sick as well. So I like, you could see that I was not okay. And I remember having these conversations with my grandma. Actually, one conversation, she once picked me up and my nose was bleeding because I was so stressed from everything. And we were sitting on a bench in Berlin, Germany. The sun was shining. And she just like, you know, put the little tissues on my nose. And I was like crying. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like, Vicky. She always called me Vicky.
Okay.
She's like, Vicky, listen, I know it's hard right now, but I can tell you something. If you don't give up, I believe so much in you. And you, as a woman, as a little girl, you can achieve anything in the world. Don't listen to what other people tell you. You're so beautiful. That's just their opinion. Doesn't have to be the opinion that you have about yourself.
Oh my gosh.
And just like this, and she always told me, you know, be nice to people. If they show you otherwise, you just be like, distance yourself. And she was a very big family person. And she always made me believe in myself. And for example, when the Harry Potter books came out.
Yes.
You know, because I had dyslexia, so for me reading was like kind of hard.
A little tough.
So, but she always loved reading books. So and she's like my idol, right?
Yes.
So then she started to read the first Harry Potter book to me. Then the second one that came out, she was like, okay, now we do it like this. I read a sentence, you read a sentence.
Love
so
this.
That's how she like slowly put me into this. And then the third book, she was like, oh no, now you can read to me.
Oh my
God,
yes.
And this built the confidence in me that in school, then I did like reading competitions and I got so good in reading.
Wow.
Now I love reading. I read a book like every week and I'm actually writing my own book right now.
Oh my God.
And she made me believe in myself so much, especially as a woman.
Yes.
Like no matter what happens in life, no matter what kind of stigma they put on you, whatever they say, it's important what you feel within yourself.
Oh my God.
You know, be a good person though. Yes. Don't be like isolating yourself and be rude to others. Just be a good person. Also, if they show you wrong, distance yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't need to feed the drama. Just like distance yourself.
Yes.
And like family is so important. Mm-hmm.
I love how your grandma was the rock. Like she was kind of like the rock to your girl.
Yes.
And she inspired you to be this amazing human being you are now. So in the process of you building and creating this, I see this legacy coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have these retreats with these beautiful women that want to see the best side of themselves. Where can people reach out to that? So let's just say if there's a woman, do they contact you? Do they email you? How do they access you to be able to kind of be part of this group?
So most of them actually do over Instagram. So on my personal Instagram, on the Grow and Glow Women Instagram.
Yes.
Then I also have a WhatsApp group with 300 women.
Wow.
So they write me there. Or over my website or email. And I always believe if universe and God wants them to be there, there's a way. And like I have like these women coming to me. I'm like, oh, where are you coming from? I love that, you know, like from all over the world.
Yes.
So that's probably. And I also have a podcast where they also like listen to me and write me. So, yeah.
I love that.
I love that.
And in your retreats, what's the overall goal? So let's just say they sign up, you're at a retreat, because you just came from a retreat in Mexico.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
Right.
It's not like a retreat in an alley in Los Angeles. You're actually in beautiful Mexico. And I think I saw your stories on Instagram and look beautiful.
Thank you.
What's the goal? What is the goal of this retreat when all these amazing females, women show up and they all let their hearts pour out?
I want them to feel amazing. After the retreat, I want them to really be growing and glowing. And I want them to have the mindset of like kind of what my grandma told me. You can achieve anything if you believe in yourself, like really connect with yourself and create community. So, and because the women who are there, I want them to you know, connect in a way that they have a bestie from now on. A bestie who's like your biggest supporter who you can call. And if you have a question or if you want to cry, so that's your bestie. But yeah, I really want them to connect with their feminine side as well, because a lot of women think, especially in business, very interesting, they think they have to be like a man in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell them, like, your feminine is your superpower.
Right.
Because we bring something in that men don't have.
Exactly.
Like, we bring in the empathy. Mm-hmm. We bring in that we want everyone to be part of it. We bring in a different thinking and emotional Most thinking. Definitely. What is good, you right. know? It's like your power. And I yes. mean, we all have feminine and masculine, right? We all do, but we all have a core.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you define yourself differently, but I believe a woman has, when she's born, she has a feminine core. And yes. then she starts listening to society and
right.
she maybe got hurt, mm-hmm. like through a miscarriage or abuse or yes. something, then she doesn't feel safe in her feminine. So I want to help them to come back to themselves,
right,
to their beautiful feminine side, because
That's
when
beautiful.
We as women in our feminine, we also attract everything that we want, like abundance, love. It's like this glow that mm-hmm. I'm talking about, mm-hmm. you know.
I
and
see.
Maybe you know
I
that too
it.
Once you're like right. really connected with your true authentic mm-hmm. self, like
yes.
God, universe is just bringing you in these people
right,
and these
right.
opportunities.
Yes.
So that's what I want to do with the women. I really want them to open up, to connect with their core, with their feminine core, create community of, because we all need community,
yes.
create community of supportive women, and then go out in this world knowing that they have like this sisterhood and that they have everything they need within themselves.
Love that.
And giving them methods as well to go back to their feminine when they have like a very hectic, you know, like work day
yes.
or something. So I give them methods mm-hmm. that they can use to connect with their feminine.
Right. Wow. And
yeah.
I think this is so beautiful as well, because you're doing something, you're helping the woman glow, all the feminism that's going on. But it's not just like, oh, I'm going to start a group and let's see how I can help people.
Right.
You started this group and you have been through so many different things, at least from what we spoke about in the last couple of minutes we've been on this podcast. I mean, you have been through a miscarriage, you know, you have been through divorce, your parents, you know, being in a divorce, being raised by your grandparents. You even, I believe you said, you know, you're not in your with your partner anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, breakups, you know, mm-hmm. and I believe to have a group like this and actual giving like real true advice, you kind of have to go through it. And you've mm-hmm. been through that. And the amazing thing is you're sitting here today, you know, helping so many different people and gone through so many different things, but with such a powerful mindset. And again, it's amazing to hear where that came from, your grandma. And you said Uma?
Uma Thurman?
Right.
Oh, Uma. No, Uma Thurman. I was like, wait, are we going back to Uma Thurman?
Right,
yes,
right.
Cute.
You know, we love it. We love it.
No, Uma. Yeah, it means
okay.
grandma.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I know. And
yeah.
there's such similarities to that and the Uma. So.
Told you I'm teaching
you,
know, you German.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're fluent in German.
Before you know it. I love that so much.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, it's amazing that you're doing that, but also modeling. You know, we've done some modeling in the, you know, LA, the New York Fashion Week. And it also takes a lot of like grit. It also takes a lot of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start modeling? Because I think you've been doing it for over 14 years now, right?
15.
Oh my god.
16. Wait.
Wow.
Wait.
Okay.
When did I start?
Okay.
I started when I was 16.
Wow.
Now I'm 34.
Okay.
I'm,
yeah,
I
me
tell
too.
My age.
I'm
I
like, am too.
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so
wait. When's your birthday?
June.
Oh, November.
Yes. November. Okay.
I'm November too.
Oh, are you Sagittarius? Or?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, I'm first day of Sagittarius.
Oh, there you go.
We're okay. still close. We're still besties.
Yeah,
we're
right.
We'll be besties.
We will
best.
Be.
But 1990s babies are the best.
Yeah.
We're the
we
best.
Are.
You know, sorry.
When are you born?
You don't want to know.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
No,
you look like 25.
Thank
okay.
you. I'll take that. You guys wrote
right,
that. I'll
right.
take it.
Yeah, so you started modeling when you were 5 because you look like you're 20.
Yeah, exactly. No, actually, that's true. I had my first catwalk when I was
okay.
6 years old.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like on vacation, though, in Turkey.
There
you know,
go.
Like
okay.
how they do like the little kids shows.
Yes,
and they
yes.
were like,
hey, that's modeling.
It is modeling.
You know,
I still have photos from
yes,
then. I was
okay.
like actually wearing little heels.
Oh, my God.
And a leather jacket. I was
okay.
like a rock and roll star.
Okay,
like,
love it. You knew what you wanted.
I did.
Love it.
And I had a guy next to me. He was like my friend. We were holding hands, walking together.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I see where my life is going.
Wait, was he American?
No.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
That would be cool, though.
You know,
I think I should reach out to him.
Like,
no,
right, everything. Right.
I know,
you
right?
Know? So then 15 years of modeling again.
Yeah.
How have you been able to stay relevant in this world? Because it is very cutthroat. You know, you have to be...
Yeah.
I mean, in certain cases, you have to be so physically fit. You have to be so strong in the mind. You
yeah.
have to be on point.
You have to be hungry. Literally,
hungry,
you can't eat.
But don't eat, yes.
You know.
Be hungry for
right.
the success, but don't eat.
Yes.
to be honest, I had my struggles too. So when I was like modeling in the beginning, so I got scouted on the street in Germany.
Really?
Like,
did somebody just like walk up to you and they're really? Oh my God.
And I was there with my mom and then they signed me. So like back in the day, like how the supermodels got like scouted, you know, like on the street.
Yes.
And
it was totally unexpected, like you weren't expecting.
Yeah, I was like, I never thought of modeling. I'm like, is that even something I want to do?
Okay.
And like, oh, but someone likes my height. I got like bullied from my height, like
my
whole life. And now someone, and now someone likes it and puts me on stages and in front of a camera. And so it really helped me with my confidence and to really like, like fall in love with my height. And so I will be always grateful for that because, you know, there is also some different sides of the modeling, but this really helped me to like build the confidence. But then there was also a part when my model career was really taking off and I got signed with like a very big agency. And then it became like from, oh, this is fun to, oh, okay, now I have a meal plan. I need to train every day. I have to keep my measurements. I need to go to castings every day. You know, that was, that started to feel a little bit hard. And I also got an eating disorder while doing this.
Oh my
I was hardly eating anything, working out a little bit just to keep my measurements because, you know, I'm 6'1".
Yes.
For me, it's not normal to have, I don't know what is in like American, but 90, 60, 90. You know how they said that was like the measurements you had. You needed to have back in the days.
Got it.
Like the very skinny supermodel.
Yes.
And I was like, this is, it's hard for me to do that because I'm 6'1". Or I have bones here. How am I going to do that? But I wasn't thinking about this. And they put like this pressure on me. And then I put this pressure on myself. And I got sick. I got really sick, mentally sick and like physical sick.
Yes.
And like,
did you know you had an eating disorder?
No. For me, it was normal.
Right.
Because I was living in this world. I was doing a lot of catwalks. I did like Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, all that, you know, like walking all the runways all over the world. And but luckily, I'm so grateful. I have like amazing friends.
Yes.
And they did an intervention with me.
Oh, wow.
Literally, how you picture an intervention.
A real intervention.
A real intervention.
Oh my gosh.
That pizza there, didn't they?
To break they had actually no food there. Right. But they were like, okay, we need to sit down. Like, we need to talk with you. And we're telling you this because we love you. We don't want to criticize you. But you're not the Vicky that we know anymore. You're like so like skinny and you look so unhappy and so tired. We are worried.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Wow.
And that was first, I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm everything good. What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm eating. They were like, you're hardly eating anything. And you're working out like crazy and you don't have energy anymore. And, you know, when you have a conversation, the moment you maybe just like blocking it. But then I went home and while making my one meal a day that I was eating. I was literally like having this moment of like, whoa. You know, then I started to think about the conversation and I was looking at myself and I started to see clear. I was like, okay, maybe they're right. Maybe there's something that is not okay here. And I literally paused. I was getting depressed. I was like lying in bed, crying, and it took a little bit, but then I realized, okay, I need help.
Okay.
So I started therapy.
Got it.
And during therapy, I realized a lot of things that, I wanted to make my parents proud. You know, I wanted to have like this big modeling career so they could be proud of me. Right. And I was just like thinking, oh, I can only do that because, you know, I have to be super skinny because the agencies tell me that. But this is my life. Like, why would I listen? Like my grandma said, why would I listen to someone else in my life? If it's, especially if it's making me sick. I don't want to die when I'm like 34 and I want to be able to have children. If I keep doing this, I'm going to be super sick and I'm going to be like probably dying or. So I was like, okay, this is enough. I cannot do that anymore. So I left my one agency and I started to network with brands. And I was like, okay, from now on, if someone wants to work with me, they're going to work with me like as I am. I don't have 90, 60, 90 centimeters. I don't even have the stay. I'm like more curvy now. It's me. You get what you see. I'm not going to freaking change for anyone.
Right.
I change if I want to change, if it's in a healthy way, you know, where I eat healthy, I do workout, mm-hmm. but because I want it and because it's like healthy.
Yes.
I don't want to be sick.
Mm-hmm. You took control.
Yes. And yes. What is interesting, what happened then is when I shifted my mindset in right. this way, I actually got more work than wow. I ever got before. Love I had more this. Fun at work.
Oh my God, yes.
I felt more myself. I felt even more confident. I was like, whoa, this wow. is so interesting. And that shows again how powerful your mindset mm-hmm. is.
Yes.
And like once you grow and like, you know, mm-hmm. take this like bad values away, I
right.
would say.
Right, right.
Then
right.
things are starting to happening.
Yes.
People coming to you, mm-hmm. opportunities are coming. Mm-hmm. So it's so important your mindset
yes.
and to be in this positive mindset
oh my God,
and to not change
that.
Yourself for other people.
Wow.
Change for yourself in a healthy way.
That is wow. so powerful. And this
yeah.
came after, you know, having an intervention and
yeah.
really reflecting on what was told to you. And then
yeah.
also after sitting down and having some therapy as well.
Yeah, I had therapy.
Right. So your mindset, I mean, so then this is a question that I want to ask. Do you like highly recommend therapy? If you feel like you're going through like some hard times,
because sure.
we were, you know, recommended it before many years back for things that we were going through.
Mm.
And we had the mindset of, well, like, we don't need therapy. We don't like that's not going to work for us. And we just never knew what it was about. And then after actually taking it, you know, our advice is like, oh, my God, if you feel like you even need it a little bit, take it because it can help you so much. But I want to know your mindset.
Yeah, I like therapy, but. What I like even more now is coaching. So you know
Love
Tony
this.
Robbins, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's like my mentor, coach. I know Tony and his wife as well. And
powerful.
I have been a platinum partners of his. So I did like a whole, that was actually when I was searching for my mission here in LA, where
yes.
I started to get depressed a little bit again,
okay.
you know?
Okay.
And I was like, what am I doing? Like
right.
going to all these events and hanging
yes.
out with all these celebrities.
Right.
I mean, I'm grateful and it was
mm-hmm.
great, but
mm-hmm.
it felt a bit shallow.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, what am I going to do with my life?
Right.
So, you know.
Yes.
So I started to join his platinum partnership. And I did like a whole year of like, I call it life university. I literally
okay,
went
yes.
to all his events
okay.
wow. all over the world. Like mm-hmm. Hawaii, Australia, Fiji.
Amazing.
Like I went
oh my God.
Every
wow.
month at
yes.
like one or two Tony Robbins
mm-hmm.
events. I was like full
okay.
on.
Yes.
Full in it.
Life events.
Though. Oh my God. And I healed so much. I healed so much.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much about myself and I turned. That's actually when Grow and Glow started
okay.
to grow because I realized like, whoa, everything that happened in my life and there's so many more things that happened, like
yes.
abuse and all this, everything
oh my gosh.
That happened in my life that I went through happened in order for me now to help other women and I can connect with them in a way that I don't even know how to put in words. It's just like when I talk with a woman and she had a miscarriage or she got abused, I just like, I feel my sister.
Oh my gosh.
I have been there.
Right.
I know how you feel. I know your pain. I feel your pain. I'm here for you. And I realized that like, whoa, everything that happened in my life, I can turn into a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can help other women now.
Right. Wow.
So I started to feel grateful. And I started to feel that I would not change anything in my life, not even the darkest moments in my life
wow.
I would change because they
wow.
shaped me to the woman that I am today.
Right.
And they shaped me into this mission of grow
mm-hmm.
and glow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful because since I know my life's mission, I'm so much happier. I wake up every day and I cannot even stop thinking about my mission anymore.
Oh my God.
And it's so beautiful. And it's, I just love it. So I'm very grateful for like all the people in my life. I'm very grateful for Tony
mm-hmm.
and Sage Robbins and
yes.
like my whole Tony Robbins community. So I would say therapy is great.
But coaching
was like therapy I took for years, you know.
Okay.
Coaching I did for a year and it
changed
so much and so like so fast in
yes.
a way. So
thank
for
you for
me,
this advice. That's so amazing. Like,
yeah.
oh my God.
And above all that too, you I also was reading into your Instagram. You also worry. United Nations Global Impact Awardee, right?
Yes.
So United Nations.
Like, United Nations.
This is
so
powerful.
So that's huge. I mean, it's not California. It's United
right.
Nations.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's not even like a U.S. award. It's the
right.
United
I
Nations.
Know,
like,
so explain God. That. Like, what is that exactly?
Yeah. So first of all, I did not expect that this would, but this is what I said, right? Like once you're in your mission and once you're like giving back to people, universe, God, whatever you believe in, it's giving back to you in a way. And it's like supporting you. And I got this invitations to the United Nations Global Impact Award here in LA. That was in November. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I go after my Grown Glory event in here. I did not know that I'm even nominated or that I'm getting an award. I was literally I was literally going there and sitting there and listening to all these like, you know, beautiful speeches and like their mission. And my dream was it always to work with United Nations. Mm-hmm. So I manifested that as well.
Amazing.
And then they're like talking about, you know, Global Impact Award for community building. She's amazing. She's doing this with the women. I was like, wow, there's another woman who's doing something similar than me. That's so cool. God. I was like, who's that the woman? And then they say Victoria Junkie. And I was like, you know, they didn't say my last name correctly. I was like, oh my God, there's another woman who has a similar name than me. I was like, where is she? And then they say it a second time my name. I was like, wait, hang on. And then they said it a third time. I was like, oh my God, this is me. So I walked up to stage and I was like, oh my God, I did not expect that. And then they gave me this beautiful award. And I talked about I had a little speech about the feminine and masculine and about what I'm doing with Grow and Glow.
Yes.
And it was just so beautiful. And after that, so many things happened. I spoke at a global peace conference. Wow. They gave me an honor of like a global peace ambassador. Mm-hmm. And I was talking also about like building community, how important it is and how important it is for women to come together and that they don't need a following. They can literally just do it, starting it like right now in their community, go to a cafe, give another woman a compliment, connect with other women, start like these little circles where they meet once a week, support each other, where they share. I'm like, you can do that right now. And also, when we women are in our feminine, we also help the beautiful, handsome, masculine men to be in the healthy, masculine.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And the feminine is the peacemaker. Mm-hmm. So what the world needs right now is peace. So we need more feminine energy. Yes. And we need more feminine energy to help our masculine men who are also confused. Mm-hmm. There's so much confusion going on.
Very true.
People don't know who they are anymore.
Yes, that is very true.
And that's when they lose connection to themselves. And when you lose connection to yourself, that's when you start fights. That's when you start wars. That's when you start being jealous of others. But if you, but if you're connected with yourself, that's when you connect with others.
That's amazing. I mean, you're literally impacting the world. No wonder the United Nations were like, you need an award. Because you're a philanthropist too. You're giving back to the world. I saw something about you also helping communities, you know, rise from like poverty or, you know, maybe providing shelter. So I think that's a great thing that you're doing as a empowered individual, because there's not a lot of women out there that are really looking to help other women grow in their life. Usually most people are nowadays want to kind of defeat their own devils and try to grow themselves. Mm-hmm. But you're kind of like, I already been through that, so I'm going to share with the world other ways of creating something better for themselves. And I think that's amazing, because LA, Miami, Germany, no matter where you're at in the
Mexico,
everybody needs that voice, that somebody to listen to them. And like coaching, your coach will listen, absorb the data, and then gives out some kind of response to that. And I think that's great that you're empowered to do so. And I think because of the challenges you've been through from like divorce, you know, and as well as your, you know, the miscarriage, it teaches you something. And you're right. Just like what you said earlier, it happens for you. Right. And it didn't happen to you, but it happened for you. And it made you into this powerful woman that it doesn't matter that you were teased when you were younger. I was teased just for my weird name that I have. It's Eli, but it's actually Alicia, but nobody knows how to say it. But it's just interesting how the teasing or the bullying of somebody ends up becoming, you become this pillar now that people now look at you from the passing. I should have never teased her because she's powerful now, you know? So I think that's amazing.
And would you consider yourself, and I think you are this, but you would consider yourself a coach, correct?
I would consider.
Or a mentor?
Yeah, like a teacher, I would say. A teacher and a female leader. I'm leading you to yourself. I'm leading you to be a female leader as well.
Wow.
So that's how I would call myself.
Oh my gosh.
Also, I love what you said about life is happening for you, not to you. I love that. And also another thing is like life is about we, not me. Mm-hmm. You know, turn the M around.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's we.
Right.
It's about us.
Oh my God.
Because you can't just go that far as one person, okay, you know? Yes. But if you want to like dream bigger, mm-hmm. achieve more, mm-hmm. you need people around you.
Right.
You need
right,
a community right. to rise, yes. you know? So, and it's like, I love giving back.
Yes.
I believe like life is about giving back. Definitely. So I have I'm the ambassador of a project in Kenya. So I'm mm-hmm. helping women there to have access to water and to get education. So wow. also different part of the world, because I'm very grateful, you know, I'm born in Germany, even mm-hmm. I had my struggles mm-hmm. that made me grow, but like, you know, there's like other parts of the world where women have it more harder than us. Yes. And I was like, why not using my reach? Why not using my community to right. help them as well and to, you know, create awareness? Mm-hmm. So it's more about, okay, what can we do for others? Mm-hmm. And also it feels very beautiful when you help others.
Wow.
It also does something within yourself, you yes. know?
But part of what you just said, because here in, at least in the United States, the goal is to have a lot of money and wealth to create power and this future that you can have. But people forget about health. Like, health is so important. And, you know, we recently came from Japan, and I don't know what it is, but everybody's healthy, skinny, and I don't know what it is. But you come to America, and we just flew back a week ago, and we're like, what happened? So I feel like...
Sorry, America.
All right, sorry. We love you guys. We live here, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like people forget about what's really important, because money is not everything. Health
right.
is really what's going to help you live longer. And then that's something you can share with other people. But I think it's so key that we're able to break that ice, you know, and you're doing just that by communicating with these women and say, hey, your body is your vessel. It's everything. You're giving out this great energy, and it's good enough to block it out and shelter it. Because I think when people do that, and I think us Americans do that a lot. We're very like grungy and like grudgy and upset all the time. We're walking down the street like mind your own business. But here it's kind of like, and I think, and I don't know if other countries are better. I don't know how it is in Germany, but oh no, you kind of explained it. They're kind of like that too. Yeah. But I'm sure there's places where people, we can slowly start helping people like you are.
Right.
And feel like it's okay to be open. It's okay to talk about your feelings, because then that opens up more, I don't know, positive manifestation, so to say.
Yeah. And it's more authentic as well. And people really are drawn to our authenticity right now, because yes. there's so much fakeness going mm-hmm. on, like mm-hmm. with like even editing your photos, yes. or with like, you know, fake news or right. whatever.
Yes.
There's so much like false information out there. So people are really craving mm-hmm. these authentic people, right, and right. you know, they want to connect. And yeah, people are in general very stressed.
Yes.
But they're stressing themselves, you know. It's like they're like getting so stressed, and then they put it out, and then they get aggressive or angry with other people. And going back to the money and the wealth, I it's so interesting, because I was reading a book, it's called Your Self-Worth is Your Net Worth,
yes.
as well. Like, how you think about yourself and like the money mindset is like affecting your wealth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we all need money. I love money. I love like right. luxury lifestyle, right?
Yes,
because I
want right.
to, yes, yes.
Right. We love
because
the money.
I want to be also able to provide for my family. I want to exactly. be able to eat the most healthy food mm-hmm. and everything, you know,
yes.
but you cannot like achieve wealth if you're not happy within yourself, if you're mm-hmm. like in this like, you know, negative mindset right. of yourself.
Right.
Like if you look at the very successful businessman, mm-hmm. you know, like, okay, I'm putting this out, mm-hmm. Trump, you
yes,
name it,
yes.
you can think about him what you want, but he's a very successful businessman. Mm-hmm. And why is he like that? Because he has that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
He believes he deserves this money. He thinks like a
right.
millionaire, billionaire, yes. however you call it. So he
yes.
has like this values. Mm-hmm. These are all in his whole body, mm-hmm. in his blood. He's like
yes.
breathing mm-hmm. this, you know? And like, if you start doing this as well, you can also go to the next level. And
right.
I believe when you also have more money, you can help more people.
Yes. Right.
So that's why I also want to be like super successful.
Yes.
While creating this, so I can even reach more people
right.
and like, you know,
right.
like help more people.
Yeah.
So
like you
yeah.
said, it's for yourself, but it's also to help others, because when you have, you know, a great cash flow and you're doing,
yeah.
you're wealthy, you're able to get out there to places like Kenya, help women who don't even have water or clothes. And this is something that you're doing.
Right.
But again, if you're not working hard and you're not making that money, then how are you ever going to do that? So that's, and then also, again, with that, having the powerful mindset, like you said, you have to have that certain you know, drive inside of you. And speaking about mindset, this kind of a little bit hard of a topic to ask you this question, but you did bring it up, is, you know, the word abuse. And it seems like you have been through that. And maybe you could speak a little bit about this. But in speaking about this abuse that you went through, my real question is, how do you snap out of it? Because you're a person from sitting here with you again in the couple of minutes we've been here, going through the miscarriage, going through abuse, going through your parents' divorce. And it seems like you have something inside of you that you could snap out of it. And yes, you've been through therapy. Yes, you've been through coaching. But I feel like there's something inside of you that you're able to just be like, you know what? I need to get out of bed. I need not let this happen to me. What is it?
My mission. I feel like it's my mission and my family, because even when I have to say, it's important to feel your emotions. We should not put our emotions away. I also have days where I cry, where I feel like, okay, I'm not good enough. You know, we all have that. Yes. And it's also important to feel it. It's just like, how long are you feeling then? And how is it affecting your life? So Tony Robbins talks about it. He's like, he calls it the 90-second rule.
Okay.
So 90 seconds of suffering. So you're like sad, but you can put your own number on it. It can be a day, it can be hours. Okay. So he talks about it, like really give yourself the space to feel these emotions, but then change your state. Changing your state means getting out of bed, having your healthy smoothie, going for a walk with your dog. Journaling helps me. And every day I start my day with journaling. So I write three things down that I'm grateful for and three things I'm excited to do today.
Love it.
And what is this doing? It's helping me to think positive, to be grateful for what I have. It can be, you know, like the simple things like waking up today in LA, listening to the birds, the sun is shining, I'm healthy.
Right. Well, my podcast.
And now I'm on your podcast. You know? I was actually writing this down, that I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah. We're at your journal. This is
yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
That's about your journal, too.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It just helps me to be more positive and to be more grateful. And then no matter what happens in life, I always feel like, okay, there's always something beautiful in life. You know, even the abuse that brought me to help women now, you know, like that brought me to be a speaker. You know, there's always something beautiful happening, even in the darkest moments. And sometimes we don't see it in the moment. That's why it's important to, you know, the story of the hero. Like the hero gets up, falls down, gets up, but the hero always gets up. And I feel that's important to always like keep moving forward, to always get up, even when it's hard. To like, you know, find a community of supportive people that you can talk with or find a coach. And you don't even have to spend a lot of money, you know, like to go to Tony Robbins or whoever. You can literally go on YouTube these days and listening to TED Talks. Very you can true. Listen to Tony Robbins. Right. Listen to Joe Dispenza. You can listen to you guys, to me, whoever you pick, you know. But pick a few role models that inspire you.
Love that.
You know, like widen your horizon.
And have a mission.
And have a mission. Once you have a mission, it's so beautiful. But I must say, it's a way to find your mission. It's a journey as well. Yes,
right.
You know, and the mission can change. Yes. And that's also okay. Like maybe this year it's Grow and Glow. A few years ago, it was like the acting and modeling and to really like be so successful that I can like take the homeless. That was actually my goal. I wanted to be so famous and make so much money here that I can like build houses for the homeless women here on the streets in LA.
That is totally one of my dreams too. Yes. And we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Yes, exactly. That way you could bring back LA and help people at the same time and be able to live how you want to live.
Yeah. Well, different countries too. Don't even have to be LA.
Right.
Be
anywhere. Anywhere. Right. And I believe like with the mission, also if your mission is about others, it's very beautiful.
Right.
I always believe the why is so important. Why are you doing things? Why you want to be so wealthy? Do you want to like buy your mom a house so she's safe, you know? Do you want to like build shelters for women? So what is your why? Because if you have a very, very strong why, it keeps you going as well. Because then you wake up, you might be depressed, and then you journal, and then you realize, wow, I'm committed to helping women. Let me get out, because there might be a little girl like how I was when I was younger who felt so depressed and alone. And she maybe needs to hear my message. She needs me to create this community. So she's like, you know, maybe she's suicidal or something. I can help this right. girl, this woman.
Yes.
Maybe there's a woman who's in an abusive relationship. I can help her to, you know, step out of this with her mindset to, you know, so mm-hmm. no, this is not about me. It's about them. Right. And that's my big why. And this keeps yes. me going no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. And I always believe also that everything that happens in my life is a growth opportunity.
Love that.
Like even when it's like negative things, mm-hmm. you know, like something happening in the company or yes. like a breakup, I'm like, okay, it is painful. I feel mm-hmm. the pain. I'm like also okay. crying and right. sad, but I know there will be something later on that I'm like, wow, I grew so much from it. You know, mm-hmm. you have that sometimes. You don't right. see yes. it in the moment, but years later, you look back and like, thank God that right. happened. Yeah. Thank God, yes. because now I'm doing this and that, mm-hmm. or I like know more my values, I know right. more my boundaries, yes. you know?
You know what's so key to what you just said? And we talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. In our partnership, we talk about all the downfalls a lot, right. yes. but it makes yeah. us better, right? So I don't know where we read this, but the normal billionaire falls 3 times mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. they're the billionaire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think if people can understand that, when you lose or fail, well, not really, you never really lose, but you can fail at that moment. It's going to help you pivot up. And then maybe you'll fall again, right? Because, you know, some people make, oh, I made $100,000. I have the money. All of a sudden, it's all gone. Mm-hmm. And then you make $200,000 after that. Oh, I did great. All of a sudden, it's all gone. And then you make $1 million and you're like, all right, I'm doing good, really good. And then you go to zero again. Okay, I'm broke now. Mm-hmm. But that's how you become more powerful. These experiences make you so much wiser so that the next time around, you know how to handle whether it's money, whether it's love, whether it's business or family. But obviously, alone, the business is one thing, but then you got to go home and you also got to deal with those problems at home. There's like problems after problems, but it's how you mentally handle those and stick to your mission so that you can get to the next level. And I think that's so important. And the message for a lot of people is they need to realize that, hey, if it's happening for you, you're going to grow because it's not happening to you. It's happening for you to make you better. And that's what you're allowing these women when they come to your retreats, they're listening to your advice. Say, hey, like, girl, it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. It happened to me. Mm-hmm. Just like it happens, like men have like the brotherhood.
Right.
Like the brotherhood. Right. We get to there, we go to saunas and gyms and we work out and we stress release. Like
yes.
But women have these more, at least I don't know if I'm gonna say this right, but I feel like they have this more emotional side. They gotta sit together, maybe do these retreats with you, and then they are able to get this shelter they have inside because everybody tells them don't talk about it.
Yes.
And I think that's the best view. The best thing, and thanks so much for being on this podcast because I'm learning a lot more about women again.
Same.
That right. It's crazy that the world just wants to shut everybody down.
Yeah.
And in reality, if we just open up a little bit more, like what you're helping to your powerful women, then the world could be a better place.
Right.
You know?
And could be. Totally. And also, I love what you said about the problems. Like, life is, there's not going to be a time where there's no problems. Mm-hmm. There's always, like you said, it could be a relationship, mm-hmm. could be something. Like, even if you're, like, calling Uber and the Uber doesn't arrive, right? Like, it was like, rude. There's always, like, something. It's like, how you act in these moments when a problem happens. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing. That. Like, how's your mindset?
Yes.
What are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, how's that affecting you? Mm-hmm. Are you like thinking about it the whole day? Or if you're taking like a lesson out of it to be maybe more patient, mm-hmm. to, you know, be grateful to being even able to call an Uber and go somewhere. Yes. You know, it's like, it's not about like not having problems. It's about how you react in those moments of problems. And this is a powerful message.
Yeah, this is so powerful. I feel like you're really big on manifesting.
Yes.
Like, where did you learn all this, like, manifesting from? Because for me, I'm also huge on manifesting. I learned it from, like, The Secret, the movie The Secret, and the book.
Love The Secret.
Right? And that's what's really, I've tried things from there, and then they actually happen. And I'm like, Eli, you have to try this, or let me try it, and I'll show you it works. And that's where my inspiration comes from. But where did your manifesting information come from, inspiration?
So interesting. It actually happened when I started to step really into my feminine core.
Okay.
And I started to, you know, journal about things that I would love to have in my life, or the people I would love to meet. And then it literally happened.
Right.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is powerful.
Right.
I can, like, and that's also what I tell the ladies. Like, when you're in your feminine, we are like the flowers who attract the bees, or like, beautiful. You know, the sperm goes to the egg cells.
Yes,
we don't need to be the chasers. That's the masculine. Right. The masculine is like the go-getters.
Right. Yes.
Do this, bring structure and all this. And the feminine, You just nurture yourself, and then things are coming to her. And like when she's nurturing herself, she's also nurturing other people. Yes. So that's what I tell the ladies, like, really look after yourself, be in your feminine, and then abundance will come, love will come. Yes. Like, I manifested like the craziest things. Like, even, you know, meeting Jamie Foxx and Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, I was like, I want to meet them. And then I got invited to this event through a billionaire friend that I have. He's like, do you want to be my plus one? And then I'm at this event, and then there's like, I'm starting to become friends with like Jamie, and then there's like Leo standing next to me, and I'm like, oh my God. Or like, even manifesting this amazing villa that we just had in Mexico. I wanted to have this like beautiful villa with like an ocean view, like very luxury. And then they like reached out to me. They're like, do you want to come to our like place as a collaboration? I was like, oh my God, yes. Can I do my retreat there?
Yes.
Like these things are like, I wanted to fly private. Yes. And I had like a private jet company reaching out to me. They're like, do you want to create content for us?
Oh my God.
You know, it's like, so good. But a tip about manifesting actually, in order to make this happen, is that's why journaling is so powerful.
Right.
Having like a little vision board on your phone where you see it every day. It's that you feel it. You really you need to feel, like not just like think about it, like really feel it. Like, how do you feel when you're like speaking on stage? Like, how is like your emotions? Who are the people who are around you? Who's in the audience? Or how do you feel when you wrote your best-selling book? You know, like. What is it? Like, really feel the emotions and then start thinking about it regularly. Mm-hmm. That's why I have like my manifestation on my phone. So I see it every day.
Every day.
So it becomes so real because your mind doesn't know if this already happened or not. If you like really create the emotions, really feel it and see it every day, then your mind thinks, oh, this already happened. Mm-hmm. So then you put the frequencies out there, and that's when like you start attracting these things, you know. It's like the same when you wake up and you already say, oh, I have a shitty day, and then a lot of shitty things are happening, right? But if you wake up and say, I have a grateful, like, I'm grateful, I have a beautiful day today, I get this model casting today, I get this TV show, and you have like this energy out there, you know, and then you go to the casting and you get it, or the next day you get a call, you know, or like someone that you like, you think about this person, and then from a sudden they call you, you know, it's like really feeling about the emotions, because then you put this energy out there, and then it's coming to you, good and bad. You need to be careful. You can also manifest bad things.
That's
like
right.
If you think constantly, you worry about like that your partner might cheat, they will cheat, I can tell you that, because you're putting this energy out there,
and I'm you not also know that now, but no, but it's very true,
you know. If you think about it every day, stop thinking about it every day.
He's already meant the best thing, don't
shoot. But then you also put this energy out there.
Yes, exactly. And I love that you brought up, because you could truly manifest anything, like you said, either good or bad. And one of the things that I've been manifested before, just like you, you know, because I love the high life as well. And you know, I'm living luxury type style life. And I was manifesting one day about a private jet, that I want to be in the private jet. But I literally was thinking about it. I was thinking about like sipping the champagne, the bubbles like in my mouth, and just like looking out the window. And I promised you, within 2 days, you know, I got an invite for a birthday party in Florida, where you're living now. And it was, hey, come to my birthday party. We'll fly you in the private jet. And me and Eli, and 2 days later, we're flying in a private jet, drinking champagne. And I was like, how did this happen? But I knew how it happened because I manifested it. But I did exactly what you said. I felt it. I believed it. I felt all was already there. And again, so quickly, within 2 days, it can happen. So it's a very strange thing, but I believe it's real. You know, I believe Eli does it, and I know you do. And so, you know, if you guys could take some advice, that's some really powerful advice to take from you today. Love that so much.
And thank you so much for sharing all your experiences and all this love and glow that you're giving everybody, plus all our viewers that are watching this.
I feel like I'm glowing right now. Thanks, Steve.
But we are nearing the end of our podcast, so... is there anything, I know you shared with us that you had, you know, a very, one of the worst, we always ask what's one of your worst moments, but I believe your worst moment was already during the miscarriage.
Or one
but
of them.
At least one of them. Was there another time where maybe you just could not get out of bed, or maybe you just had the worst feeling that you just needed to go back? Maybe you were like, I need to go back to Germany. I'm done with America. Or maybe there's a time that this is the last man that I'm ever going to date. So maybe there was a time that you just gave up, but something changed.
Yeah. Oh, how many times that I had moments where I'm like, I'm done with this.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going home. Yeah. I feel alone here. Right. I miss my family. But I mean, I go visit my family. But also when I'm in Germany, I realize, okay, I love America so much. Like, I'm building my life here. I want to, like, to have a family here. I love this country. I do love the people. And I had a few moments in my life. I think one was actually last year after my granddad died last year. Who was also, especially after my grandma died and 2016, we became even more closer. I even lived with him.
Oh, wow.
And then he had dementia and I was with him the week he died. And so I feel like that was very much where I was like, okay, that was the most scariest moment in my life because I was always so scared to lose them in a way. But then I talk with my coach. So I still have coaching because I also want to grow. And
yes. Of course.
So, and my coach told me, look, Victoria, why do you think he's gone? Like, why do you think he's gone just because he died? He's just now in a different, like, in a, like, he's like your angel in a different energy. He's still there.
Right.
And especially in your heart.
Wow.
And if you keep talking about him and tell your children about him, he's going to be, keep living. And that was for me like, okay, it's not the ending. He's not gone. They are my angels now. They're with me. Yes. They're protecting me.
Wow.
And this was a big shift because after I realized that, a lot of beautiful things happened in my life. Like, for example, a TV show, a very, very big TV show, like most of the famous TV shows in Germany, Goodbye Deutschland. We filmed 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I kept asking, when are you like airing it? When is it coming out? Because we also filmed with my granddad.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And I swear, like a few days after my granddad died, I get a call from the producer and they're like, oh, the show is coming out in a week.
No way.
At prime time. And I was like, whoa. And my granddad was in there as well.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is so beautiful. And I'm like, okay, granted, I know you did this now. Right. I know you're even more powerful in heaven now, you know?
Yes, right.
And so I was like, whoa.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
And now I'm like thinking of my grandparents and I feel so protected because I know they're with me.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
And I don't know if you're like religious or not religious, but I can tell you there's like some other energies, angels going on. Or even if it's your mindset that you believe in it and it's helping you to put this energy out there. But I feel like that was probably the hardest, one of the hardest moments in my life and the most beautiful.
Wow.
Because it made me realize, okay, it's not the end.
Yes.
They're there with me.
It almost looks like you had a rebirth, like a rebirth of your self-being, like something new happened and you morphed into this more higher energy, you know, manifesting angel you are now. So I think it's pretty cool that, I mean, it's unfortunate what happens, but like it is, it happens for you. I mean, all of us die at one point. We all have to face the fact of death around us in some point in our life. And if you're able to create that vision of like, oh, they're always around you, that's such a great way of seeing, not having that separation anxiety of like they're gone instead of they're actually not gone.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
They can keep being in your mind. And like you said, talking to your children about it. And that's a beautiful thing. And I really think it's also beautiful because most people probably only have one guardian angel. And I feel like you have two. And I feel like they're glowing right now with you and making you even glowing more. I feel like they are. And I feel like, I feel like one's on each side. And then it just kind of makes you glow like 100% more, which is so beautiful. That's like a really beautiful story.
Yes.
And, you know, thank you for sharing that. I think one of our last questions that we do like to ask is, you know, you are doing so much for the world already. Literally nations are calling you that are grouping together and like, we need her. So, you know, some people might think like you're done with your mission and I'm sure you're not. What does, right? And we want to know, at least for the next 5 years, where do you see yourself in like 5 years from now? Where are you going to be at? What are you going to manifest for the next 5 years?
Yeah. Before I do that, I want to like just touch base one more short thing on like what we talked about before about death as well.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we think we have so much time, you know, we're waiting to do this holiday that we always dreamed of. Oh, when I'm retired, I'm going to go to do this vacation.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm like open up for love when I have this kind of money on my bank account, you know, but like, what are you waiting for? That's what I realized. Like since my granddad died, I just do the things I want to do. I'm like, I don't know how long I'm going to live here. Like, my stepfather, the dad of my sister, died when he was 40, just only 6 years older than me. You know, he had an accident. So,
oh my goodness.
We don't know how much time we have and what are you waiting for? And like you said, we all going to die.
Right.
And, you know, on our grave, there's going to be written the date when we are born and the date when we die. And there's like this dot, this line in between. So what are you doing with this, like, in between time?
Oh my God.
Are you going to your work that you hate? Are you staying in the relationship that you don't like? Are you waiting to take the vacation? What are you waiting for?
Right.
Like, you're going to be in the grave. We're all going to be, some earlier, some later. We don't know. Like, stop waiting.
Wow.
Just live your life and do the things you want to do. Call the people that you love. Tell them that you love them.
Wow.
Like, call your mom, call your sister, your brother. Tell them that you love them. Go on this vacation. Wow. You can make that money.
Right.
Like, you can, you know? Oh, and even though, like, you're probably going to make more money because you're excited about what you're doing with your life now.
Yes.
So, like, do the things you want to do. Don't wait for death.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, like, such a strong lesson. Like, that was like Tony Robbins went through you, and then you just became... Like, what happened?
Like,
that
my heart powerful. Is pumping. I have the chills. Like, it was so real what you just said. And, like, please take her advice, everyone. You know, we've recently started to do things like this, and it almost, like, you know... It's like, oh my God, I'm glad that we just went to Japan. You know, sometimes our life is so demanding. We do podcasts and real estate and home loans and, you know, influencing, and we're running in the streets, dressing people in fashion. And sometimes we're like, we don't go on vacation for 5-10 years at some points. And we barely, after 15 years, actually, we barely went on this vacation. And, you know, we're back, and you're so right. We're so excited to work. We're so excited to get back to it. And also it makes us feel like, why not do it again? And live life, and, you know,
life's too short
honestly. So thank you for that message. I think it really is going to help so many people.
And to end the you're amazing. To end the podcast, that is a camera for you. Is there anything you would like to share?
And tell them where you're going to be in 5 years too.
Yeah, sharing with them. Actually, you know what? Let's go back to
I need to know this, and then we'll be in the show. That was so powerful.
Yeah, let's find out where you're going to go in the
future. Yes.
5 years. Wow. Okay, so I'm around to be 39, so I wish, no, I'm manifesting.
Right.
Oh, it's already done.
Okay.
Like, already, that's also manifesting. Yeah, it's already done.
It's done.
I am married, hopefully to an American man.
Okay.
Wait, you're already watching. You know
whoever it is, they're watching.
It is. You know. Hi, husband.
Right.
Hubby, I'm waiting
from America.
For you. From America.
Love it.
I already have my green card. I don't need this for my papers, by the way. For love. Right.
For the record.
For the record.
You know.
I'm legal here.
Yeah. It's so good.
So married. My first children. I would love to have 3 kids. So family is very important. Mm-hmm. Then also Grow and Glow is so big now that it's helping women all around the world. It's bringing women together. It's creating community. It's helping women to be in their feminine, to follow their dreams. And also, I would love to have published a few books that's even reaching more women who can maybe not come to my events. You know, like maybe a young woman who's like 16, just got discovered as a model. It's like dealing with abuse or like with like self-confident issues. Yes. And she's reading my book and she's like, whoa, okay, I could use that method. I can, you know, like Victoria went through this. I can do too.
Yes.
And, you know, and then she's talking with her girlfriends in her school about it. And then it helps them. So I would love to have, like some books that help other women all around the world. And then I would love my charity projects growing and glowing as well. And doing more speaking and just also enjoying life.
Yes.
Now going on this vacation,
yes,
going on this private jet,
right,
like buying the house for my mom and my sister, like flying them into the US for vacation, like really enjoying life. And I wish for myself as well to be always authentic with me and to connect with myself, because a lot of times when you help others and maybe you have that too, you forget about yourself.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that I'm always connected with myself as well. And that's the feminine, to take care of yourself, to really like listen, okay, what is it what I need today? Do I need to rest? Do I need to like have a hot bath? Do I need to like talk with a girlfriend? Do I need to nourish myself with like healthy food? What is it what you really need? And I want to be able to do that and also be grateful.
Yes.
Wow. Now, I mean, that's, I see the future.
Yes.
Actually, it's already happening.
Right. So. We see what has happened. We see what has happened. And it's so beautiful. Everything that you just noted on that. And like Eli said, you know, we always like to leave our audience with something powerful that you believe in. Like you just want to speak directly to them and that way they can feel you, you know, look them right in the eye. And
so if you had a chance to tell someone a message, what would it be? And you can share that with them.
Yes. So this is especially for the women, of course, also the men who are listening, but especially to you, my sister. I wish you that you start living the dream life that you always dreamed of. I wish you that you connect with yourself, that you feel your emotions, that you're not ashamed to be a woman, that you're not scared to be a woman. I wish you that you find other women to create this community, your sisterhood, because you're not alone. You're never alone. Like you listening to this now, it's because universe, God wanted you to listen to that. And no matter what you're going through right now, I can tell you it's gonna get better. Just keep moving forward. Just like finding this community, like never give up. You're not alone. And I love you so much. And I believe in you. And I believe that you're going to grow and glow and that everything is happening for you, not to you.
Wow.
Oh my God. Amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
So you guys put it there. Victoria Yankee.
Yankee.
Okay.
Okay, I'm
fine. Yeah. See, he learned by the end of the show. Just
like it's not, like the German syndrome. Energy.
Yes, thank you.
Energy. German, I'm like,
right, yes, okay.
I love that.
We'll get his passport.
Oh, yeah, I need a passport.
Love it.
But thank you so much for being here on the podcast today. Right. Guys, follow her. Her Instagram is right here. And, you know, over a million followers. She's growing and glowing.
Oh my gosh.
If you guys are looking for an empowered female that knows exactly what she's doing and what she's doing in her life, you guys know how to access that.
Thank you for being here today. We love you so much. Thank you for everything. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for giving me the space to share my mission as well. And thank you for being so open for the feminine and for the women out there. I call you guys like men allies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, allies.
We're allies for sure. We love it. And we're honored.
How do you say no to the pink?
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
And I know after so many people watching this, they're going to be growing and glowing as well. And it's all thanks to you. So thank you for changing the world, honestly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for being there on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You guys know how to hear us, and as far as being on YouTube as well. Bye, guys.
Bye.